Welcome to Back to Basic Medcast, bringing clinical cases back to medical science.
Imagine this. You are a houseman in your obstetrics and gynecology posting, currently seeing a couple complaining of fertility problems. You ask them fairly standard questions about their family history and discover that the 32-year-old wife, Cynthia, has had three children from a previous marriage. And the husband, 38-year-old Jake, does not have any children from his previous marriage. After more extensive questioning, you find no obvious causes from the couple. Neither of them smokes, drinks excessively, nor has abnormal BMI. They don't have any medical illnesses of note and are fairly active physically, except that Jake complains of chronic coughing and having flu very often. And being the outstanding houseman you know yourself to be, you proceed to physical examination of the wife. The results are fairly standard. She's a 32-year-old woman with a fan and steel scar, further dissuading you from suspicions towards her fertility. Then you examine the husband. As with Cynthia, you don't expect any problems. All is fine until you start feeling for his apex bead. It isn't there. Not that it's displaced anywhere. You can't palpate for an apex bead, nor any bead for that matter, on his left chest. So you try auscultating. The left chest is strangely quiet. As you proceed to auscultating the right chest, you hear it. The unmistakable, distinct thumping of a beating heart. Jake's heart. But it's on the right side. You palpate the right chest for his elusive apex beat. And there it is. Fifth intercostal space, mid-clavicular line. On the right. This could only mean one thing, you say to yourself, trembling as you remove stethoscope. What's that, doctor? Jake asks you as you realize you were thinking aloud. You reply, situs inversus. But let's take a step back for just a minute and recap. A couple comes in to discuss fertility issues, and you rightly suspect that issues may lie with the husband, since the wife has three kids, but he doesn't. Jake also complains of frequent infections and chronic coughing, and on examination, you find the not-so-common situs inversus. The question is, could they all be related to each other and to the fertility problems? You ponder for a minute and relay your question to your ONG consultant, who's looking quite relaxed in the pantry and who you know is fond of teaching. After a lengthy talk with him, a look of confidence flashes on his face. Aha, he exclaims. You, my friend, may have found a man with Carthagenus syndrome. Carthagenus syndrome? What's that, doctor? You ask, puzzled. Well, here's the thing, young man, he says, with the proud tone likened to that of a professor. Carthagenus syndrome, apart from being one of the more difficult conditions to pronounce correctly, is also one of the rarer conditions. Frankly, I quite like its other name, which is a bit easier to pronounce, primary ciliary dyskinesia. So something wrong with the cilia, you say? Correct. So you can connect the dots now? He asks. You take your time thinking about it and reply, carefully choosing your words. So he has problems with his cilia and that affects his respiratory system's ability to clean itself. I can see how that causes the frequent URTIs and chronic coughing, but what about the infertility and situs inversus?
Well, fairly good try, but not accurate enough, young man, he says. All this man's problems are related to a single enzyme, an enzyme called dynein. So dynein is found within all cilia in a person's body and is a type of ATPase. Hopefully you will remember that an ATPase breaks down ATP for energy. In normal people, dynein generates this energy to allow for proper ciliary movement, specifically bending. However, in Carthagenus, this enzyme is defective, so the person's cilia can't convert this energy to proper bending movements of the cilia. So yes, you correctly mentioned why his respiratory tract fails to perform mucociliary clearance as well. It could even lead to bronchiectasis in severe cases. But cilia in other places are also affected. In the reproductive system, cilia in the sperm and cilia in the fallopian tubes causes infertility for both men and women, respectively. And even before birth, during embryogenesis, there are crucial roles played by the cilia. In a normal person, the cilia in the primitive knot at the anterior end of the primitive streak in the embryo can beat regularly. This switches the organs into their normal orientation. However, in people with cartilaginous, the cilia cannot beat and can only rotate clockwise. So the organs aren't able to move into their correct position because of the defective cilia, leading to a mirror image of normal organ orientation. In other words, situs inversus. And with that brilliant answer, everything suddenly makes sense to you now. So all these patients' problems are caused by a defect in a single enzyme in the cilia? That's amazing! You exclaim with much enthusiasm. Well, yes, it is quite amazing for a young houseman like you. Cartilaginosis is a rare occurrence, so you're quite lucky to have the opportunity to come across and manage one. Well, your patient would probably not consider himself quite so lucky, you see. The consultant replies. Your enthusiasm now becomes concern, and empathetically you ask, so how can we help this man? Well, first things first, he replies. We must confirm the diagnosis. We can do a screening test measuring nasal nitric oxide levels. We could further do light microscopy to look at the ciliary beat patterns, but that might be a bit expensive. Either way, we have to manage him symptomatically. We can refer the husband and wife for assisted reproductive therapies, ARTs, to help them with fertility. Artificial insemination might be useful for them. Also, you need to tell them that since the condition is autosomal recessive, there's a good chance their children may be carriers as well, and that the man may have inherited it from his parents, who were also carriers. Can you remember all that? Your consultant barks, breaking you out of your stuporous posture. Yes, kind of. So cartilaginous syndrome, aka primary ciliary dyskinesia, is an autosomal recessive medical condition that arises from defective dynein, an ATPase found in cilia. Because of this, the cilia are defective, leading to classical symptoms of chronic respiratory tract infections, lung problems like bronchiectasis, situs inversus, and infertility.
Very good,
the consultant replies, with an empathetic expression. He stares into space for a moment, then suddenly his expression changes. Well, that's enough lecturing from me today. Off you go. I've got a Caesar to do in an hour.
Thank you for listening to Back to Basic Medcast. Subscribe to us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from. And we'll see you again in the next episode.